Boyle. A Plamondon man with a history of violent crimes and impaired driving convictions received two more of those convictions, which added up to 210 days in custody. In Boyle Provincial Court July 12, Judge Gerald T. Annetts heard from Crown Prosecutor Brett Grierson about several incidents involving Pavel Stephen Kuznetsov, 54, also known as Paul. Kuznetsov pleaded guilty to charges of assault with a weapon, impaired driving and failure to appear in court. Grierson told court about an assault with a baseball bat on another Plamondon man August 8, 2021. He noted a third party called in the complaint to the Lac La Biche RCMP early in the evening that day, reporting that a local business owner was attacked with a baseball bat and was bleeding profusely. The victim told police he was attacked by his sister's ex-boyfriend, Kuznetsov, and had been struck with the bat twice in the head and once in the back. Further, on October 18, 2021, said Grierson, Kuznetsov failed to appear for a court date. In addition, court also heard the defendant was found impaired while operating a vehicle on January 11, 2022. Lac La Biche RCMP were called to a complaint of a suspicious man in a vehicle outside the Lakeland Catholic Elementary School. When the officer approached the vehicle and began talking to the driver, Kuznetsov, he noticed he was slurring his speech. Upon further screening, he was charged with impaired driving. Defense lawyer Mo Tanash spoke for his client who appeared via CCTV from Edmonton Remand Center, noting Kuznetsov had served 125 days in custody at that point. He was given credit at 1.5 times, and had 22 days left to serve. Grierson also pointed out the defendant's criminal record, which showed three impaired convictions since 1989. He also pointed out several assault and assault with a weapon convictions dating back to 1995. Kuznetsov received 180 days in jail, plus a 4-year weapons prohibition and a 12-month probation sentence for the assault, an additional 30 days and a 2-year driving prohibition, as well as one more day in jail for the failure to appear charge. Kuznetsov is also awaiting court appearances on several other charges. See Zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.